where they never rise up. When you empower people, like I'm doing to you, and like what was done to me, when I was told and understood that I have 100% creative ability, that I'm a creator, and that I'm responsible for everything in my life, positive or negative, and whatever happened, I created it, and there's nothing to worry about, no big deal, because if I created a disaster, I can just as easily use my brain, emit frequencies, and turn that disaster into the greatest triumph of all time, faster and with more gusto, and I can enjoy the process. And I can absolutely have the most fun playing this game we call living on Earth. It frees you when you know that you have that power and that you are, in fact, the creator of your own destiny and the creator of your own experience. You need to take 100% responsibility. So there's a couple key points here. The first question is, how do you increase desire? How do you increase that I really want it? On the list that we did earlier, there's a lot of things. If I were to ask the intensity that you really wanted these things, do you have a burning desire for any of them? A lot of people say, you know, I don't have a burning desire for anything. How do you get a burning desire? How do you increase the burning desire? Because when you have a burning desire for things, life becomes a lot more fun. The answer, the easiest way, there's actually a couple ways, but the easiest way is to reduce doubt that you'll get it. The reason you don't have a strong burning desire is because you doubt that you'll get it. So if you increase belief, which is in effect reducing doubt that you'll get it, burning desire goes up. So that's a very important key. We're going to talk how to do that in a moment. Now, what exactly is doubt or lack of belief? In effect, it's you looking at the other side of the training balance scale, focusing on the how. Doubt or belief is you looking at your radar screen and only looking at what you can see. You're looking at the current facts. And if you were to only look at the facts, you would easily doubt, because you could say that this can't happen based on this information, and it's true. So the key is you have to understand that 99.9% of the stuff is off the radar screen and you can't see it, but you can feel what's there. You can learn how to feel what's there. So just know that when you want something, if you look at your radar screen and try to figure out a way it's going to happen, just know that there won't be a way. So don't be upset or shocked by it. Just even admit it right up the get-go. Whatever you want, saying, look, there's probably no way for me to looking at the facts in my life right now or looking at all the information I see on my radar screen, there's nothing that can justify me believing I can get this. There's no rational reason. There's no way. There's no facts that can show me that there's any method, any way that I can get this. And I know that because I can only see my radar screen. But I know that 99% of the stuff is off the radar screen. I can't see it. I know it's there, and I know law of attraction works. So I know if I do this, all that stuff will start moving in manners which I couldn't even comprehend or calculate. And it will come into my existence in ways I couldn't even imagine. So when I deal with people and we're looking at situations, I had a friend of mine who had a major legal problem and he was owed huge amounts of money. And he said, I need this money. I can't pay my bills. And based on my lawyers and the way the courts are going and everything, there's no way this is going to settle for at least 12 months. And I need the money within a couple months. There's just no way it's going to settle. And then he said, but I'm going on a vacation because I know it'll all work out. I have no idea how. He says, and it's going to be really interesting and amusing to me when it does work out, because I'm curious to see how the universe is going to make it work out for me. So I don't need to worry about it. I'm going on a vacation. And he took off. And within a few weeks, I got a phone call while he was on holiday, having a great time, enjoying himself, feeling good. And by the way, when you're feeling good, you're not thinking about what you don't want. If you're thinking about what you don't want, you're putting out vibrations of what you don't want and you're getting it. So that's why I said earlier in the session, the number one goal is always feel good now. Because if you're feeling good, you're never putting out vibrations of things you don't want. So while he was feeling really, really good, he was only putting out positive vibrations into the universe, which were making his dreams come to him faster. He had no blockages, no counter intentions. And thus, he called me and said, I got a miracle. I have no idea how it happened. My attorneys can't figure it out, but the deal is done. I got my money. I mean, it was no surprise to me, because that's how it worked. Now, if he was feeling horrible, it wouldn't have worked out. He could have said all day long, it's going to work out fine, but as long as he felt horrible, that means he was putting out vibrations of what he didn't want. So doubt is when you're looking off the radar screen. Doubt is looking off the radar screen. So if we break this down to one final concept in the session, it's this. You must always, always, always focus on one thing. If you want to make this super simple, you focus on one thing every day, every minute of the day. And that is, how am I feeling? If you're not feeling good, if you're feeling frustrated or angry or depressed or unstable or unsure or confused or fatigued, drained, exhausted, grieving, if you're in emotional pain, if you're not feeling good, there's only two thoughts. Feeling good and feeling bad, and all degrees of that. If you're not feeling good, which means if you're feeling bad to any degree, the question is, what are you doing? Here's what's happening. If you're feeling bad to any degree, A, you are thinking about what you don't want, which means your brain is transmitting a frequency of what you don't want. That's number one. Number two,